Maraming salamat sa inyong pag-download mula sa SBS Radio. Para sa mga detalye kung paano mapapakinggan ng buo ang programa, magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Barry Kaldoulis, you are the Artistic Director of Art Month Sydney. Thank you for speaking to me. Can you just explain what Art Month is and what people can expect from it?
Yeah, the term festival has been applied to Art Month recently, and I think that's a fairly good description because it is, as I said, a celebration of the visual art scene in Sydney. And its tentacles, of course, go further into architecture and music, and because there's a lot of artists now who work collaboratively with artists in other fields. But really, the genesis of Art Month came out of what we call the global financial crisis back in 2008, when there was a bit of a shock to the system and galleries noticed a lot fewer people going around looking at the work in the commercial galleries, and it was started really to reinvigorate that engagement with the art scene, and it's grown enormously since those first ones about 7 or 8 years ago to a celebration really of many of the aspects of the contemporary art scene. You can walk around any time of the year and go into the museums, go into the galleries and see the finished product, if I can put it that way, of the artist's efforts. But Art Month, we like to also open up to the background, to the behind-the-scenes aspect to the art world, because Sydney is a great place, a great art market, but it's also a place of production. And as it gets more and more expensive as an international city, it's interesting to see how artists survive in this environment and make work. So one of the things is the studio tours. So it's interesting to see how artists these days most often join forces together to rent space, to be able to afford space to make their work in Sydney. So there's studio tours, you can see the artists talk about their process and their work. And then there's also engagement with film, with architecture, and engagement with a lot of other people in the art world and how they see it and how they see how it operates as well.
I'm curious to know what the Sydney creative ecosystem looks like for artists, but also for people who might be interested in engaging with art.
As you alluded to, the art world is not separate from society, it's very much a part of it. But the most interesting aspects, I think, are the artist-run initiatives. So alongside the commercial galleries and then the museum world, you have this ecosystem of spaces that are run by artists. That's often a stepping stone for them from leaving art school, or even if they're untrained, they can work in that environment, see how the gallery systems work, also present their work to the public to get feedback. It's a very I don't know if you've ever made anything. I haven't made anything since fifth class, but I know for artists it's quite daunting to put your heart and soul into making something and then put it out there for everyone to look at and possibly either adore or criticize and hate. So the artist-run initiatives, and I think there's 20 or more artist-run initiatives, and they're a really interesting aspect to the whole ecosystem. So often the way it works is that an artist will go to art school. Those with some gumption will often either start their own artist-run space, or they can get involved in the mechanism of one that already exists, exhibit their work and become comfortable or used to the idea of showing their work and having it out there in the public. And then that's also where their work will be seen by perhaps a commercial gallery director or curators at the museums, and their work can be picked up and shown it to an even wider audience. So I do recommend checking out the Artist-Run Spaces as part of Art Month. So
maybe we can talk about a few galleries and a few spaces that you find particularly interesting, and maybe there's a few recommendations that you have.
We have events on the North Shore, out west, southwest as far as Campbelltown. Most of the activity is centred around the city and the inner city. And we have three precinct nights. The idea is that there's a trail that you follow. You don't have to follow the specified trail, but it's sort of numbered to make it probably as easy as possible. So you follow the trails from 6 to 8 or 8:30. They all stay open late. And then it ends up at a party. Next week it'll be the Paddington Woollahra Art at Night, so that'll end up at University of New South Wales Art and Design. And that's a party where we put on a lot of video art presentations, performances, and there's exhibitions that are open in the school galleries as well. And that's a great way to see, because the art trail takes in artist-run initiatives in that area, commercial galleries, and other art-associated institutions. So it's a great way to get a handle on the art scene. And so most of the galleries will have a glass of wine to offer you, or perhaps a beer. And it's a really good fun night. Take an umbrella, the way the weather's been recently, but it didn't put any dampener on the spirits for the recent one through the East Sydney and Surrey Hills. So we had about 1,600 people at the party at the end, and the galleries are all happy that they have hundreds of people come through in those few hours. And it's just a way of broadening awareness of the galleries, the artist-run initiatives, and the other art-engaged spaces for people then to come back and have a look at their leisure.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.